Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. B'chol Yoim, we're starting over here the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur. But, since the previous Mishnah, we were talking about the state of the Kohen Gadol and how he kept himself, or how he was kept occupied, Leil Yom Kippur, Avodah Yom Kippur, like every other Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is only by Yoim, not by Laila. By Laila there was no Avodah. So even though the Seder HaAvodah HaYoim starts very early in the morning, but over here, the Seder HaAvodah HaLaila was the Kohen Gadol being in a state of preparedness to start the morning, but we'll see that there were certain things that did become part of the Seder HaAvodah HaYoim that took place by Laila. That's this Mishnah. B'chol Yoim, Tormin is HaMizbeach B'kriyas HaGever O'Yisamukhloi. The time when they did the Trumas Hadesh, and this is what the Pasuk describes in Parshas Tzav, Ve'hervis Hadesh HaShoteich Halo Ish, Eso Elo Ala Mizbech, V'Somi Eitz La Mizbech, they took the Deshen, the ashes of yesterday's Karbonis off the Mizbech, and they put it next to the Mizbech. There was a place on the Ritzpah So'azor where they put it next to the Mizbech. Every day this was a chelik, one of the avodas that a kohen would do. He would go up to the top of the mizbeach. He would take a trumas hadeshen. He would come down. He would put the deshen next to. The pashtus, what the Torah says, has to be done every day as part of the seder hakrovas tovin tamid, was only the trumas hadeshen, taking some of the deshen and putting it on the ritzpah zohar. There's a separate avodah called the hoitzoas hadeshen. They would take all the deshen that was mitztaber, that gathered up on the top of the mizbech from the previous karbonis, and they would take it out to a mokum that's michutz lamachne. That hoitzoas hadeshen, even though it's described in the pasuk, the pashtus of the pasuk is that it's shayach to the same avodah. So the same way the trumas hadeshen was every day, the hoitzoas hadeshen would be every day also. That's the shita of the Rambam hilchos tmid numusafin. L'maisa Rashi and Chumash says very clearly, not that way, that the Hitzos HaDeshen is not part of the Seder HaAvodah HaYoim. There's a din that the Deshen from the Karbonis has to go Michutz Lamachne, and the Kohen had to take it out, and the one who took it out becomes Tame. That Avodah doesn't have to be done every day. That they did Lefi HaTzorich when there was a very, very big volume of Deshen on the Mizbech, so they had to do Hitzos HaDeshen. Rashi says this way in Shas also. It's Gemara and Chetav Chov Gimel Rashi learns up. So this was normally done, the Trumas Hadeshen, that is, B'Kriyas HaGever. Kriyas HaGever, L'maisa is a machlokes in the Gemara, is Kriyas HaGever, who's the Gever? So the Gever could be, that's called Kriyas HaGever. When does the rooster start crowing? That's before day. The pashtus of the word Gever means a man. Kriyas HaGever, but who's the Gever? Is the Mamuna, we'll see later on, over here in the Mishnah, is that the Mamuna would call out that's the time for the Avodah to start. So it could be Kriyas HaGever would be a little bit later, would be already after Alois HaShachar. This would be Mamish right around Alois HaShachar, maybe in a drop before Alois HaShachar. The Kriyas HaGever, if we're referring to the Kriyas HaTarnagol. So that's when the Avodah started. Now there's something interesting over here. L'chor, the Seder Avodah HaYoim, Marshall, the carbon tomid was only brought after nets, even though day starts, alpi halacha, yoim starts by alois, not by nets, quite a bit before nets. But the mice of the carbonus, they only brought by the carbon tomid, they only brought by nets. That being said, vos epis that the avoida that started the day, which was the trumas hadeshen, is done before that. The answer is, and this will really be a hagdama to pshat in this Mishnah, is that the Trumas Hadeshen is not accurately said as being the first avodah of the day. B'midah Mesuyam, as you see this Lashon Sur Hashem, this is a Lashon, the Ritva, Lashon Rashi, and Rambam, that the Trumas Hadeshen was really the Siyum, the Gemar, of the avodah of the day before that. Haloi, the Trumas Hadeshen is taking off the Deshen of the Karbonis from before. It's the end. It's like the end of the Karbonis at night. It was when they did the Hekta Chalom Vemurim, of whatever they didn't have a chance to do during the day. The Gemar of the Avodas HaYoim is the Trumas Hadeshen. However, B'midah Mesuyamis, it's also Shaykh to the next day. And that leads us to an interesting Machlok Sushayn. But let's read the Mishnah. Every day they started this Avodah very early in the day. Alois HaShachar, thereabouts, B'Kriyas HaGever, Yisomach Loi. Ben lefon of lachro of mamish somach venirat alois hashachar. B'yoyim ha-kippurim, they started earlier, they started mechatzois. U'bergolim me'ashmur ha-rishayna. They started the Trumas Hadeshna of the first day Yom Tov, let's say, from the Ashmur HaRishayna, which means the end of the first part of the night. The night is divided up, 12 hours of the night, Shoyiz Mani is divided up into three. From the beginning of hour number five, you're talking about way before Chatzos. Why? The Mefarshim explained, comes from the Gemara, that in Regal, there was such a large volume of Karbonos that There was that much more offer on the Mizbech. All the offer had to be gathered. It had to be put, the Gemara describes, it has to be put in the middle of the Mizbech. That was a place, it's called the Tapuach, because it was like a mound in the middle of the Mizbech. That to be Misada the Atzei Hamarocha, which is also a chelik of the Avodah Bamigdosh, that has to start, obviously, but when the fire is already burning before the Hakrovas to Karban Tamid. So Memela, the middle of the Avodah had to start that much earlier. So clearly this Avodah doesn't have to be Bayoim. We'll just finish off the Losh in the Mishnah. V'lehoysa kriyas ha-geva magaz, ha-chehoysa ha-zor m'lei mi-Yisrael. Yom Kippur, the Olam would come, Klal Yisrael would come in mass to watch the Kohen Gadol perform the Avodah. Therefore, they came way before in order to find a place. They would come by the time it came kriyas ha-geva, the Azor is already full, Malay Yisrael. Now, going back to what we just said, clearly the Avodah of the Trumas Hadashen doesn't have to be done by day, but it's Meshach Shaychit to the day. Normally you start it by the beginning of the day. So we said that the Rishonim Meduyik, that it's really the last Avodah of the day before, but it's Shaykh to the day, to the beginning of the day. That says, finishing off the Avodah of Tuesday is gufa the hachona for the avodah on Wednesday. It has two dinim taka, and because of that, it's a machlokes rishonim. The pashtus over here, the Gemara explains, is that the reason why in Yom Kippur they started earlier, we'll read the lashon in the Rav, is mishum chulsha the kohen gadol shalav levade mutl akol tzorachim lahashkim yoyser. We can assume the kohen gadol was from the ziknei, from the greiser kohenim, he was a zaken. To expect him, and also he's weak from fasting on Yom Kippur, to expect him to have to start from the morning and then rush straight through the other avodos is too much. Well, they pushed it up. This way, there would be more time. Because the avodah on Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol. The Pashut de Mashmos, the reading of the Mishnah is that Li Kuva, this din of Trumas Hadesh has to be done by the Kohen. In actuality, the Rishonim bring not that way. The Rishonim bring that since the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen is Be'etzem, the last Avodah of the day before, like we just said, so Taisus and Dav Chof, and Taisus and Zvach of Dav Pevov, so Memela, it was Kosha Ide Kolakehanim. There are Rishonim, Taisus brings a Shita, that it did have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, because again, there is a Gewisse element of the Hachana for the Avodah of the next day, that's Meshach Shaykh to the Trumas Hadeshen. It's Shaykh to be called it the Avodah of the Yom, or the Avodah Sayyom of Yom HaKippur. The Rishonim hold not that way. Even in the Avodah of Yom HaKippur, it's not partial. We haven't described yet. We'll go, Yemiyat Hashem, later into the Shittis of what has to be done Dafka by the Kohen Gadol. The Trumas Hadeshen Pashtus, not. Afilach and the Mefarshim explain over here, at the end of the day, if the Trumas Hadeshen would be done by the normal time, till every chelik of it would be done, the Trumas Hadeshen, going up, gathering the ashes, going down to the Mizbech, going back up, being Masada, all the deshen on the Tapuach, being Masada, the Atzei Marocha, even if it's done by other Kahanim, it means that the Kohen has to start that last bit. For sure, the making of the Eish Al HaMizbech should be made by the Kohen Gadol. Im Kain, then he's vitally going to be left hurrying with very little time, and because of that, they pushed up the time until Chatzai Salayt. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. For Rishoyna, originally, before they made the Takana that will be described in the Mishnayis, Kol Mishoroitze Litram Is HaMizbech Terim, whoever wanted to be Zoiche, to do the Avodah of the Trumas HaMizbech, the Trumas Hadeshen from the Mizbech, to put it down on the Ritzpas Hazor next to the Mizbech, could do it. Now, it couldn't be any Kohen, it has to be a Kohen who has a Schus Avodah on that day. Remember, we described that the Mishmorois, there was a Beis Av. Beis Av means every 2 weeks it was a different, there was the Mishmor was divided, all the Kahanim, into 24. Each Mishpacha Kahanim belonged to a Mishmor. They had a 2 week schuz, where they had a 1 week schuz two times a year. And each day of that Mishmor, there was a different Beis Av, a subcategory. And that's who was Zeichus. So it was only one of the Kahanim that has schuz avoid on that day. If he wants, he could be a Zrizim Magdim Lemitzus, and he could jump and he could do it. Bizman Shem Merubin, Rotzen Vailam Bekevish, there would be many Kahanim that wanted this avoid. The Rotzen Vailam Bekevish, they would run up the Kevish. They would race each other, so to speak. Not considered a Zulzul Adrab, it's Alts Chaviv Zamitzvah that they're running. But Kolakoidim is Chaver Ba'arba Amoy Zocha, whoever was Zoicha for Amos. That means he was Zoicha, he got to the four Amos, the Elyonis of the Kevish. That's where the Mokim is. And if that's the Mokim, that's the Schus that he has. V'moyish Neim Shav. Let's say two of them would get up exactly the same time. So then they had to make a lottery. Ha'mamuna oim alehem atzpiyu, the Mamuna. We described in the Mishnayos in Shkolim, there's a Mamuna ala payosos. He would say to all the kind of Hatzbiu, vote. Hatzbiu means to vote. What does it mean? It means to put yourself forward. They would put forward a finger or two fingers. Mahin Matsian. Achas Hashem, they would put forth one finger or two fingers. Ve'in Matsian Agudul Mamilish, they wouldn't stick out their thumb, because the thumb could be confused, as we'll soon describe. Every single coin put out one or two fingers. The Mepharshim actually explained. The Rav says that regular coin put out one finger. It's only if he's choyle and his fingers are shaking and he can't stick his finger out straight, and then he'll put out two fingers. Vinishvi, the way the Gemara describes it is, what's the Goyrul? The Mamuna would say a random number, a very large number, 237. More than fingers are out in the circle. Every coin sticks out and he starts from a random coin. So whoever he'll get to is Mamasha, it's a mazel, tziat d'shmaya. He can get it on the first round, he can get it on the second round. Nobody has any knowledge of how many fingers there are. It's impossible to make in a split second such a quick head count. So Mimela, there was an element of mazel. Whoever would win, would win. The sticking out one finger or two fingers is because, since there's a separation between the agudel, between the thumb and the other fingers, it would be possible to fake that it's really from two people, even though it's from one person. And he'd be able to get a better chance at winning with that. Now, one important point over here is, when did they make this pious? Remember we spoke on the last Mishnah, the first Perek, that according to some Rishonim, the Rav, Rashi, Mashmos, that way maybe Taisus, is that the Kohen Gadol had to do the Avodas Trumas HaDash on Yom Kippur, and that's why he was Magdim from Chatzos. And even though it's an Avodah Betzim which is being done at night, it's considered Avodas Hayom because it's a prerequisite for the Avodas Hayom. So Mela has a dinner of Avodas Hayom, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. Other Rishonim hold no. Tais brings Rishonim. The Rivo, the Mashmos, the Rambam, other Rishonim is that the Kohen Gadol did not have to do the Trumas Hadeshin, which was Shaykh to the night, and it's not part of the Avodah Hayom. So the Mishnah over here that says, but Rishonim call me Shiloh Tzal Litrim, are we talking about Yom Kippur or not? Or are we only talking about the rest of the year, but Yom Kippur was only Kohen Gadol? That's the subject of this Machlokes Rishonim.